This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg SPCA is in this morning. Andrea and Vaughn from the SPCA. And we're switching gears a little bit, Vaughn, because we have now the kind of the veterinary side of things. And I know this has been really exciting for you and for Orvet. From Orvet, Dr. Abley.
Yes, that's
is here.
Me.
It is good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So you've just started with the Fredericksburg SPCA, as I understand it.
Yes, I've had a couple of visits so far. We've been having a great time. They are so lovely to work with, and it's been really great to kind of meet the animals that are already in their care and talk about how we can offer more services.
How did you get involved in all of this and just in a love of animals and all?
Yes, so I have been in love with animals since I was a kid. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, and I thought that I was going to work at SeaWorld as an animal caretaker. And then I decided, you know what, that wasn't enough. I needed to go to vet school. And then in vet school, I decided I wanted to do equine. And then I got out of vet school and decided that wasn't enough either. So then I did mixed animal for a couple years through the pandemic at a regular brick and mortar clinic. And then I transitioned to mobile, and then this year we opened our own mobile practice in the area and got reached out to by the SPCA to see how we could kind of partner together to offer more services for the community.
So talk about Orvet and what you're doing, the mobile service that you offer around here.
Yeah, so we are still kind of doing some mixed animal. We're doing primarily small, so dogs and cats, but then we also will see goats, sheep, alpaca, mini pigs, and chickens, and I will also see horses as well. But we're just trying to offer in-home veterinary care for people and pets who may have difficulties traveling to the vet or maybe just need kind of some more specialized care for being on the aging side or maybe on the anxious side. And we are really excited to expand care into this area, offering kind of whole life services from puppy and wellness care all the way to end of life.
See, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
We are all over. So we have a website, we have an Instagram, a Facebook page, but auravetcare.com is our website, and you can find all of our information there, pricing and things like that. And then please always feel free to give us a call. Caitlin is our behind the scenes, and she loves talking to people and kind of getting together an idea of what you're looking for.
Caitlin is here today, and it seems very perky and easy to talk to.
Yes.
So, again, it's Orvet.
Orvetcare.com.
Orvetcare.com. Mm-hmm. Vaughn, talk about what this means to the SPCA, and just this has got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it means everything. As we touched on before, you know, as our vet transition happened, our VIC, our veterinarian in charge, took a job closer to her house, which is quite some time away. So we were left without a VIC, which means we couldn't do anything. We can't do spay neuters. We can't do even, you know, sick wellness. There's no even ordering preventative. So Dr. Abley stepped in as our interim VIC, which we are so excited for. And so we're beginning to reopen slowly our Fred SPCA Lock Community Medical Center. We're slowly beginning offering some public services. We will expand those services in June as all our licensing gets in and everything. But it means everything. It means that our animals can now start getting the care that they need. We can start opening our intake slowly. We can start offering the public care. And yeah, we're really excited for that because we are starting to launch those public appointments through May. We're planning to expand in June, like I said, but the services include, you know, mm-hmm. physical exams, vaccines, blood works, preventatives, and you can learn more and request an appointment on our website, obviously. We're doing a spa day, which is really exciting. Brittany, our wonderful LVT and practice manager, is hosting a spa day on May 15th, and she is going to do $20 nail trims, anal gland expressions, no exam fee, and she is really, I need to shout her out because she has been been instrumental to getting Aura Vet, getting all of our partnerships that she continues to maintain with other vets in the area to help get our shelter animals care. So Compassion Veterinary Center, CLADA, Confederate Ridge, they have been really helpful to us. So I want to shout Brittany out, Aura Vet, and all of those veterinarians too. And yeah, without Dr. Abley as our VIC, we would be on an island doing nothing. So it means everything to us.
Boy, to take this on, I'm sure Dr. Abley is it's got to be exciting, but it'd be a challenge too at the same time.
A little bit. I actually have some experience with shelter medicine work. I was kind of temporarily the VIC for the Prince William County Animal Shelter in my past life. And so when this opportunity came around, it felt like a natural kind of progression to meet our mission of kind of serving the community, but also kind of fill that role for them as well. And it's an honor to kind of be a part of that. I always am, you know, my heart is always for doing the things that we need to do to try to get animals care and also find them homes. And so it kind of serves both purposes.
Well, and I was just going to ask you about that that's got to be exciting.
Yes.
For you to be able to know that you're finding the animals homes.
Exactly. And helping, you know, especially because the SPCA will also kind of partner with other shelters and pull animals that maybe need a little bit more like one-on-one time and those kinds of things. It really opens up the opportunity for more pets to find their perfect placement. And I think that's a really great thing. So,
yeah, we're big fans. You'll have to come by the SPCA and see them in action.
Oh, so. I would like to see that. Yeah. I just know in the times when I've had dogs, I mean, it just breaks you up when you have things, and having a compassionate vet is so important.
Yeah, it's like I said, I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. This is what I've always wanted to do, but really kind of stepping into the mobile space, but also in this position as well, has really opened up a lot of opportunities to really make some very deep connections with our clients and our patients, and that has been the thing that has been most important to me. I wouldn't do what I do if I didn't have that.
Yeah. So. To be able to do that. And for the SPCA,
yeah.
Vaughn, you've had to pull back on some of these things.
Yes.
And now you've got Dr. Abley here, and, you know, it just opens things up again. As you were talking about things that will be coming in place between now and in June, I didn't realize how you did have to kind of scale back.
Yeah, it's been stressful. We're really transparent about the impact. So we are a private nonprofit shelter, and I always say that we have that privilege of managed intake. That's why we don't, you know, we're not saying, oh, we're no kill, because we don't want to, you know, damage or demean our municipal shelters that they are contractually obligated to take every single animal and serve the community, sick, dying, injured, whatever comes through their doors. If they have, you know, limited space and limited resources, that's where we can step in. That's where our privilege is. We can say, yes, we can take from you. We have this much space. We have this many fosters. We have this many volunteers to help, where they don't. So our goal has been managed intake through owner surrenders. So we take limited owner surrenders. We try and divert through resources through either our pet pantry, our people empowered through support program, giving lower cost veterinary care. And then we really help our municipal shelters by intaking their animals that would have otherwise had to be euthanized for space and resources. So we have had to say no to virtually everyone. So that has a huge impact for municipal shelters, for the community. Last year, we took in 589 kittens at our door. This year, we can't take, it's zero. We cannot take any if we do not have a way to get them spayed, neutered, vaccinated. Any illnesses, as we've talked about before, you know, kittens are the most vulnerable animals in sheltering. So without a VIC, without veterinary care, we have zero intake. Now we are opening, we're slowly opening that. We're obviously getting things in place with Dr. Abley and, you know, managing. She's got the mobile practice, so she has limited hours, you know, but we're also getting another veterinarian in to do, you know, public surgeries and then shelter side surgeries. Mm-hmm. But it is a process. And so we're still running on limited intake for kittens. So we do ask for people, do not kidnap kittens. We talk about this every year. They are safest with mother. They have the best chance at surviving. Yeah. So we're still doing limited intake. When that changes, believe me, we'll shout it from the roof, social media, everything. I will be on the side of the road just being like, bring me your kittens. No, I won't do that. Just kidding. Our animal care director is listening. But we do ask, you know, do not bring them to our door. Don't bring them to your municipal shelter. Rescues are full. What we can offer is we can offer some information, some resources on our website, fredspca.org/kitten. We can give you kitten kits with information on how to care for them, how to feed them, how to stimulate them to go to the bathroom. We're hosting a kitten training and a kitten kit building day with Thrivent this Friday. So you can sign up for that and learn about kitten care. Just don't bring them to the door, please.
FredSPCA.org to get more information on that. So, Dr. Abel, the other question that comes to mind is, do you ever sleep?
Yes, actually. So the beauty of opening your own practice and being mobile is that we get to set our hours, and I am not a morning person, so getting here this morning was a challenge, but
I did
it.
Thank you for doing that. I would never have guessed.
Yes,
I'm really proud of you.
I would generally, our hours are from about 12 to 8, which is much better for my night owl self. And so those are our typical hours, primarily because, like I said, I'm not a morning person, but also to help those people that get home from work and still want a regular appointment time. And so that helps a lot. And then we also, currently my technician is in school getting her degree. We're so proud of her. And so because of that, there are some days where she's in classes. And so those are the days that I'm at the SBCA. But then I also have some time to myself as well. So it's a good balance. It's certainly better than in my brick and mortar days, particularly during the pandemic when everyone got a pet and we were grateful that they did. But the industry kind of exploded. And so it's nice to have at least a little bit of a break.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that about that because we talked so much about the pandemic and how it affected us, but I don't ever remember that. I guess I've forgotten that.
Yes, we were, I think, fairly understaffed as an industry as a whole, and then everyone went out and adopted all the animals from the shelters because they were home, which is a great thing. Like, we want that to happen, but I don't think that we were quite prepared for the influx as an industry. Certainly, we survived and learned a lot, but it was definitely a bit of a crazy time. I was working like 68 hours a week.
Wow. So I guess one of the things, just pick your brain for just a second, because a lot of times when we have animals, they can't tell us when something's wrong, and you don't know whether to take them. And I guess it's probably better to err on the side of bringing them in and having you say that's really nothing than to wait and have something that's, you know, too far down the road.
Yeah, and that is where our veterinary like team really comes in handy. So Caitlin is our go-to girl for all things, but one of the things that she really does help with is like triaging calls. And so that's a lot of what we run into is like when people are calling and they just have questions and we want to answer those questions and then kind of delve a little bit deeper to find out, is this something that we need to see right this minute? Is it something that we need to get in this week? Or is this something that we can kind of wait and kind of follow up on at your regular wellness visit? But we definitely understand that it can be tricky to figure out what is important and what isn't. So please always call. We're always happy to chat.
Well, the fact that you're mobile is that's just something that's totally different. And you don't, as you've talked about it and just thinking about it here and talking to you, I mean, I can see that this is something I would think that a lot of it's great for this area to have something like this.
Yes, there's not very many of us. There's certainly a few services, kind of some more focused on end of life things, and then some people that kind of offer it in conjunction with some large animal care. But we are one of the only full service in this area, and we're happy to be able to serve. So
just because it's so hard sometimes to be able to either, you know, get an appointment and then I can't, you know, if I can't take your, you know, what do you do?
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things that we work with is like scheduling issues, but then also things like transportation issues. So people that don't have a reliable means of transportation, or they particularly have their own kind of health issues that might prevent them from going, or maybe they just have a really big dog. I saw a 270-pound dog this week, and so that's a bit of a challenge to get into a car.
Now that's my kind of dog.
Yeah.
A bit of a challenge.
A bit of a challenge.
You know, that would have been good for our go big, go home.
Yeah.
Oh. Totally. Well, as a vet to treat, that's a big That's a big dog.
Yeah. Luckily, like I said, I'm a mixed animal practitioner, so I've done horses. So we just kind of treat them with respect, certainly. If they don't want to do something, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But we treat everything from little tiny guys all the way up to the big ones as well. So.
Yeah, and I will say, as a cat owner with anxious cats and anxious me, I love mobile veterinary care.
Yeah.
Because I have to take a whole day. If my cat has like a 2 p.m. appointment, I have to take a whole day off work. I'm stressing about it. I've got the feel away in the carrier sprayed like 15 minutes before. Like, my cats know because I get so anxious having to take them to the vet. So just having a vet come to me, now I'm like, cool, I can, you know, watch 90 Day Fiance and just wait for the vet to come.
So. Oh, fun. I wish you hadn't said that. 90 Day Fiance.
It's my favorite show. What can I say?
But Dr. Gribble,
I am a 90 Day Fiance.
It really is. I didn't even think of the fact that for the animals, mm-hmm. this is so much. It's so much better to be able to go to them.
Yes.
And they don't, because boy, you know, going into an office.
Yes.
It always was just difficult. They would get anxious and.
Yeah, it's definitely stressful. The transportation itself is stressful, but then the office visit can certainly be stressful as well. And that is, again, one of the areas that we really work hard to kind of serve, is those animals that have a really high anxiety level.
Yeah.
And so we will often do things like pre-meds for kind of taking the edge off before we get there. And then we also are able to take our time. At most, I'm seeing about 5 appointments a day, which really lets me like kind of slow down so that we're not forcing them and we're not rushing them through. So,
OrvetCare.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
And you come to them.
That's the
great thing. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Lindsay Abley here this morning, along with the Fredericksburg SPCA, and we're going to take a quick break and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg SPCA in this morning. Aravet, the mobile veterinary service, is also in talking about their work with the Fredericksburg SPCA. Dr. Lindsay Abley here from Aravet. The area that you serve, Dr. Abley.
Yeah, so we're kind of based around Fredericksburg. I'm just outside of Route 3, which is our technical home base, although everything we do is mobile. So we serve about a 60-mile radius from Fredericksburg. We will travel farther than that, but certainly that is our main service area. And then please always get in contact with us, because we can kind of run you through what travel fees look like and kind of the pricing for appointments and things. And we do also offer some discounts if you're able to kind of get like a little neighborhood block party going, you and a couple of your neighbors want to all have us come out, we will definitely run some discounts on the travel fees and things like that, just to try to make it easier for everyone.
Okay, great. And spelling, in most cases, even if you can't get the spelling right, if you Google it, you'll see it. But the spelling is?
Yeah, so it's A-U-R-A. Vet. So Aravet, and you'll see on our website, we have gotten our Aura photos taken, and we're excited, as we're doing some events throughout the year this year, to offer some Aura photography at some of those events, to make it more fun for everybody. So
okay. That's cool. We have to get ours done. Yeah.
You guys
we should bring them into the radio, and you can get them done,
yeah.
Your Aura photos.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had ours done, and so my Aura is more kind of blue and white. Caitlin's is red, and then my technician, Colleen, hers is like a bright green. And then we had a group photo done, and it made like a perfect rainbow, which is our symbol. And so that was really exciting to kind of see all of that kind of come into play fully in that photo. But it's such a fun, like just little fun thing.
Well, the logo is great, because the T-shirts is great, because you've got a dog and a cat and a horse.
Yes. And then we incorporated the rainbow for a couple of reasons. Number one, because we do offer end-of-life services, and so there's that idea of the rainbow bridge and your pet's waiting for you. But then it's also a little bit more the idea of spectrum of care, which is a huge thing that we're kind of talking about in vet med, which is, instead of talking about the gold standard and we have to do everything to the gold standard, we want to offer a spectrum of care so that maybe if you are trying to access something that works for your budget currently, that we're able to meet you where you are and kind of make that feasible for you. So it's the spectrum, but it's also a little bit of that kind of rainbow bridge as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That is really interesting, because that is the cost does sometimes, unfortunately, come into play.
No, and we totally understand that. We are pet owners ourselves. I have a menagerie at my house, and so I completely understand when you have to make some, you know, tough decisions, and we just want to be able to support you.
Vaughn, I know why you were excited to have Dr. Abley come in here and talk about this, just because of what they offer and what they're offering the community, but for what it means to the Fred SPCA.
Absolutely. And I always say, like, Dr. Abley probably hasn't heard this, but we always talk about how cool they are, and we're a bit obsessed. But we talk about how this partnership really is like a unicorn, because Dr. Abley has her shelter experience, because, you know, she is operating on this like compassionate care, the same mission we have with our People Empowered Through Support program, keeping pets and people together through, you know, affordable services or, you know, grant opportunities. So to have a vet that can come in and understand that, you know, not everybody is going to be able to do, you know, all of the diagnostics and run everything through, is it's really something quite special, and we're all big fans, and we're all, you know, nerding over them every time they're in the shelter, and so we're very excited to just have them on board. Check out our social media, because we're also gonna be, you know, featuring Dr. Abley and her tips and everything and all the work she's doing. So we are very, very excited.
FredSPCA.org, also AuraVetCare.com.
Yes.
Dr. Abel, it's great to meet you. I look forward to doing more with you, and you brought up some things that we'll have to talk about in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening. As FredSPCA.org or AuraVetCare.com.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.